Many people look at both the Mass and what we did tonight as history, something that happened over 2,000 years ago. If that's our perspective, then it's very easy to divorce ourselves from not only the experience, but also the ramifications. But as I'm sure that you know, that when we gather together to celebrate the Eucharist, this is not a historical pageant. Because we believe that every time that we celebrate the Eucharist, that the words of consecration are talked about, are proclaimed, that Christ is again made present, the same way that he was during his crucifixion. So it's not a historical event. It's something that continues on in Christ. That's why missing Mass is such an abhorrent thing, because it is present now like it was present then. The same is utterly true for the Passion that you and I have just participated in. It's not a historical event. We crucify Christ every day, by the things we do and the things we don't do. What I've said, what I've done, what I've failed to do. We continue to do that every day. It's not that it just happened then. So our spikes are our prejudices. Our spikes are our unkindness. Our spikes are our lack of gratitude. Our spikes are infidelity to God's love in our life. It's the same. And so when we are careless about our faith, we are hollering, "Crucify him!" It's the very same. You see, it's easy for us to think about this as a historical event because it was back there, it was a long time ago, and I don't really have to respond to it. But if we realize what our theology and our faith tells us, that that is now, gives us a whole different perspective. Not only for the things that we do, but the things that we don't do. It gives us a whole different perspective about our motivations for following Christ. Because the sins that he died for are the ones that we're going to commit tomorrow. And he died for us anyway. So as we enter into this very, very holy week, we do so not as people who got tickets to a historical pageant. That Thursday night, we think about how a long time ago, Jesus washed people's feet. Because you and I are called in the present, right now, to wash the feet of others through our service, our generosity, and our concern for them. Good Friday, when we gather to celebrate, observe the Passion and death of Christ, we do so understanding, as we'll hear in the intercessions tonight, that we continue to nail him to the cross every day. But Easter, we also remind ourselves that just as he rose from the dead, each of us, each day, can rise. Each of us, each day, can be transformed, because that's why Christ came. Not to make us good, but to transform us. Let us, during this week, enter more deeply into that transformation.